I'm going to be joined now by guest, Washington State Republican Party Chair and State Representative from Aberdeen, Grays Harbor County, Jim Walsh, the smooth legislator, is joining us here on Talk Radio 570 KVI in the Morning Ride. Hello, Representative Chairman Walsh.
Morning, Phil. Morning, everybody. You know, Phil, I still hear about this everywhere I go, this smooth legislator.
Yes.
But I don't know if I can live up to that, but I'm going to try. Well, I'm going to try.
Representative Walsh.
A lot of the far left people in Olympia believe I am the opposite of smooth. So
they're hardly ones to talk.
That's right. That's right. There's a lot going on. And boy, I mean, we'll talk about some of the primary election results, but a lot of people are twisted up about the state fair booting out a bunch of conservative groups, letting them have booths.
Do you have some insight on that? I was watching some things over the weekend and trying to piece together what ultimately happened, and I had seen one thing that the Pierce County Republican Party ended up saying that they've decided to not participate after whatever restrictions were put in place or something like that. So what's your take? What's your interpretation of what's going on right now?
Well, the state fair, this is the Puyallup, the big Western Washington State Fair.
Yeah, the fall fair,
Has really kind of screwed up here. And they told, it's not just the Republican Party.
Right.
Mostly it is, but it's also other groups that aren't part of the party that are more conservative. They've told them that they're, because they're, what they stand for doesn't match the, quote, values, unquote, of the fair, the fair isn't going to let them have booths, rent booths. I mean, it's not, they don't give
them
away.
It's not like they just get it, right? They have to essentially conduct a contract, and they have to pay to get space.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not going to rent them space.
Yeah.
And I don't think the situation is over yet, because the fair has really screwed up here. And they're inviting legal action they probably don't want. So we may be able, some cooler heads may be able to, some smoother legislators may be able to help work this out.
What you're talking about,
at the moment.
Yes, what you're talking about from a legal standpoint would be a smooth litigator, not legislator. See what I
got going on
there? If
they don't deal with a smooth legislator, they'll have to deal with a smooth litigator. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, so that kind of cropped up over the weekend. We'll have to keep an eye on that and see what plays out. But the reason I talked to you late last week to say, hey, come on, talk to me on Monday's show. We've got some of the primary election results now. It's not finalized, but we have the answers that we're going to get whenever it ultimately does get finalized. And two important races are these special state Senate elections, one in the 5th district, which is the Issaquah area. The other one is the 26th legislative district, which spans Gig Harbor, edge of Pierce County, up into southern Kitsap County, Port Orchard area.
Correct.
So which one do you want to start with, I guess? Because they're both in very similar fashion.
I should say, too, Phil, there are some others as well. There's an unusually large number of special legislative elections in this odd-numbered year. Mm-hmm. Usually those elections are even numbered years. Mm-hmm. But one person passed away, a couple people took other jobs, retired. Mm-hmm. So there are a bunch of special legislative elections happening this year, this summer primary, and then
coming up in November.
Mm-hmm. So the two most people are watching, the two you mentioned. Let's start with the fifth. That's that Issaquah area legislative district. The seat is open because the state senator, and this is all Olympia, the state senator passed away unexpectedly.
That's Bill Ronalds.
Was out jogging and had a heart attack.
Yeah.
And so special election to replace that state senator. And it is the one of the state House members, a Democrat, who is the kind of appointed replacement versus a former state House member, a Republican, who is running for that state Senate seat. So both of the candidates have legislative experience in that area, Issaquah, Emenclaw, that area. Mm-hmm. And the result in that one was about as expected. The Democrat-appointed successor had a very narrow lead in the primary, has over the Republican kind of challenger. It's really an open seat, but But the Democrat is kind of the anointed one, and the Republican is more the challenger.
Yeah, it's basically about a 2,000 vote edge right now for the Democratic appointed candidate.
And that was basically what we had modeled. You know, our statistical prediction was about in that range. Okay. The challenge for the Republican challenger is going to be get out the vote. The voter participation for both candidates was slow. People just didn't vote a lot in the primary. And that tends to happen in these non-presidential years when there is not a big-time presidential or maybe a big governor-type race.
Some other high-profile election.
That gets people to vote, right? When there's not one of those on the ballot, the voter turnout can be a challenge. So in that one, the plan for the more conservative candidate, the fellow's name is Chad Magendez, is just going to be a get-out-the-vote strategy. It's going to be knocking on doors and sending out people to pick up ballots, and it's going to be a sort of motivate your base voters to vote in November. And if we can do that program as planned, the spread is close enough from the primary that really that one's anybody's race, and Magendez, the more conservative challenger, if you will, could very easily take that one in November. Over in Gig Harbor area, in the 26th, a little bit more of a surprise. Again, an open seat, and very similar. The Democrat candidate is kind of the anointed successor of the state senator who stepped down from that position. And the Republican, again, it's an open seat, but the Republican is sort of the challenger. In that one, the Republican challenger, who again is an incumbent state House member, and her name is Michelle Collier, was expected to do better. I mean, she was projected to win the primary, and right now that one is a similar spread. The Democrats slightly ahead. Now, the story is a little different there, but basically the same. The primary result is very close. Either candidate could get it in November.
Yeah, I didn't grab the Friday night election results. I'm looking at the Thursday night election results. And the Democrat who was appointed to this state Senate spot, Deb Krishnadasan, has maybe a 900-something vote lead on Michelle Collier, the Republican House member.
Right. And that spread got a little bit wider, but not much on Friday.
So maybe 1,000 votes or something.
Within. And so it's a similar spread. The two races are still very close.
Yeah.
And the story is basically the same in each. It's a get-out-the-vote thing. Because in these odd-numbered year elections, the voter turnout is the challenge. Just not many people turn their ballots in. So anybody listening, if you didn't vote in the primary, it's understandable. We really need your vote in November.
Yeah, by all means, if folks listening right now here on The Morning Ride on Monday, August 11th, you know somebody who votes in Gig Harbor, Purdy, Olalla, on up into, right. I think it's the Port Orchard area.
That district is primarily Gig Harbor and Port Orchard, the other towns you mentioned too. Yes.
Yeah. Then double check with those folks. And if you're supportive of one candidate versus another, and hopefully it's somebody like Michelle Collier, because she's going to be able to be, a countermeasure to the Democratic majority that's passing record-setting taxes in the state legislature. Motivate those people to make sure that they're ready to go and that they're voting accordingly when we get to the general election in November. And then same thing for this 5th Legislative District, Issaquah area, in the special state Senate election race for that position that used to go to Bill Ramos, who passed away suddenly back in very end of April or very beginning of May. So you mentioned some other...
It was a real shock that Ramos died. He was
kind of a
He was literally out jogging and had a massive
exercising. Now, you had mentioned some other state legislative races. I can think of one that you and I could talk about, but what ones were you thinking about?
Well, there are a couple others. The one I think that we're watching, not as closely because it's Democrat versus Democrat, but in the 48th legislative district, which is kind of Bellevue and
Kirkland-Redmond.
Kirkland-Redmond, exactly. That is a both of the candidates for that state senate. Again, it's a state senate position. Mm-hmm. Are Democrats, but one is a more moderate Democrat and one is a very far progressive Democrat.
Yeah.
And in that one, the more moderate candidate, Amy Wallen, who is currently a state House member in Olympia, now running for the Senate in an open seat. Underperformed.
She's getting shellacked.
And that was surprising.
It's like a 60-39 difference.
Basically a 60-40 split, yeah. Right? A little worse for that. A little worse than that for Wallen, but basically 60-40 split, and that was a shocker because the modeling had predicted that the more conservative Democrat Wallen was going to possibly win the primary. So that was a surprise. And we're going to have to, the Republicans are kind of watching that one because both of the candidates are Democrats, mm-hmm. but anybody who's leaving the partisan stuff aside, if you're just generally a common sense type person in the Bellevue, Redmond, Kirkland area, you want to be watching Amy Wallen. She needs to do better. Now, both of those candidates go on to the November general, but Wallen, the more conservative, is going to need help.
Yeah, and Wallen's a business owner or something like that, right?
Yeah, she and her husband have a couple of car dealerships in that area.
It's not like the typical Democrats that are already in social justice activist politics or maybe labor union-related politics. You know, there's somebody in that district for Kirkland Redmond area who's a business owner and has kind of that understanding and that perspective taking down to the Olympia legislature. So if that individual goes away in favor of somebody
who have business experience anymore.
Yeah, it's a rarity, right?
They're rare. Yeah. Exactly.
Very good. And then the other one that I find interesting is out of Bellevue. And again, Berrien. And it's going to involve a couple of Democrats that are going to advance to the general election. But one inside track, Kevin Schilling, is a former Berrien
Correct.
City Council member / mayor of Berrien. And he's probably got the ability to pick up about 22% of the vote that was going to a Republican candidate who did not advance to the general election. And that would seem to give Kevin Schilling an inside track as a Democrat to win. But he's a very moderate Democrat. He has pushed back on some of the Dow Constantine politics in King County, particularly around homelessness. So he would be maybe more that moderate that's possibly on the verge of losing the previous state Senate race that we were just talking about with Amy Wallen.
That's correct. Schilling, the former mayor in Burien, or basically current mayor, is similar temperamentally and politically to Wallen across the lake there. He did better. He is running against, again, an appointed, kind of anointed, far-left progressive Democrat, and he is more of your rare now moderate Democrat guy.
Yeah.
But his prospects look very good. I don't want to oversell it, but
sure.
I'm
theorizing here as well that the 22% right. of the people that voted for the Republican candidate would turn around and vote for Schilling over Edwin Obras, who is got a teeny tiny, like a 10-12 point lead. But numbers would say if those Republican voters don't like Edwin Obras in the primary, they probably don't like Edwin Obras in the general election either.
And again, that one, like all of these legislative races we're talking about in this odd numbered year, again, the real factor there is voter turnout.
Yeah.
Does the far left get its voters to turn out more in November for that fellow Obras, or do the middle to more conservative groups get their voters out, and then Schilling has the edge.
So how does that play out for the state Republican Party with some possibilities of picking off a couple of these state Senate seats between Issaquah and
Well, we're going to continue our program, our kind of large project to increase how we do so-called ballot harvesting. A controversial thing in many states, in our state, in Washington, ballot harvesting is legal. It's not in other states. And ballot harvesting is where person A goes to the house or apartment of person B, picks up the ballot, and delivers the ballot to the county election office. In some states, that's not legal. In our state, it is legal. And the left has been doing it aggressively in Washington state for years. The Republican Party for a while was hesitant to do it, found that it wasn't certain it was legal, found it was kind of unethical and didn't do it. Well, the state attorney general's office and others have clearly stated that it is legal. And so under my watch, the Republican Party has said, okay, if that's the rule, then we're going to play the game by that rule and we're going to ballot harvest. So we are organizing our volunteers and our precinct committee officers, PCOs, to get used to picking up ballots and taking them into the county election office. And we do it in an organized way, in a legal way. And it's, I think, going to change the results in some elections because we just weren't doing it before. And now we're doing it. We did it in the last year or two in a kind of limited, targeted kind of test way. And we're expanding that operation more widely this year and certainly next year.
Yeah, next year with the midterms, that will be big. And another round of state legislative races next year as well. State Republican Party Chair and State Representative Jim Walsh joining me here on The Morning Ride. I appreciate you giving us this update on where things stand going into the general election and why some of these state Senate races haven't gotten much attention right now. But I know I'll be putting a lot of attention on them as we go into the general election, and I'll have you back on. And I'll bring those candidates on, or at least I'll offer them a chance to come on and talk here on The Morning Ride. Hopefully they'll take me up on it. We'll see how the Democrats
do. Well, they should.
Yeah.
They certainly should, Phil. And as the saying goes in politics, as the football season progresses, people's attention to politics increases. So the Seahawks had their first preseason game last week.
Right.
Hopefully people's attention will be turning towards some of these special elections coming up this November.
We will definitely ramp it up. Representative and Chairman Walsh, thanks for your time this morning. Glad to have you back on The Morning Ride.